Welcome to Children's Sunday, the December 6, 2009 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today's message is by the Reverend Raymond Smith and is entitled, Searching for Christmas. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
We have several things going on today. It is Children's Sunday. Our children are responsible for every aspect of our service today. It is an exciting time to be at College Park and around Christmas time, and we thank you for being here this morning. Let's see. Beth, why don't you come on up?
First of all, if you're an act team, will you just stand up real quick? That's not all of you. Come on, stand up. I don't know if y'all know this, but our act teams rock. They are awesome. They gave up their Saturday morning to come and serve for our WMU brunch. And they have done this for so many years, and I think we have neglected to thank them properly. But they do an awesome job. And if anything, I mean, not that waitresses are not great, but maybe it gives them the incentive to go ahead and go to college after serving for us. They do a great job, though. And I just wanted to thank them. I mean, I don't know if y'all remember what it was like when you were in high school, but to give up a Saturday morning and get up early and come and, you know, to just be paid with a donut, that is really awesome. So let's give them a round of applause. They really deserve it. Thank you, girls.
Okay, some other announcements. Speaking of our youth choir will be meeting today at 3:30. That we're traveling over to Brookridge. Reminder to our Brookridge residents that we will be in the chapel at 4 o'clock. Our youth choir will be to sing for you and to meet with you. So we hope that you come and be a part of that at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Youth choir be here at 3:30. We should. What? Oh, anybody who youth choir will already be here. Sorry. Anybody else who wants to join, y'all come and at 3:30, and then we'll head over right after that. Reminder to the parents of our children, we are having Parents Night Out next Saturday from 5 until 9. This is an opportunity where you can bring your child to here and enjoy an evening of fun for them while you get to go home and rest. You get to go shop. You get to go out to dinner with a significant other. Whatever you want to do, you have 4 hours to go off and be by yourself, and the kids are going to have a great time. This is a good opportunity for you to get some last minute shopping in, or for first minute shopping, however it works. So that's Parents Night Out this coming Saturday. If you could let us know by this Thursday, if your child will be coming, that would be helpful. You can also check our newsletter for information about that. Reminder, it is our First Fruits Sunday. This is the first Sunday that we've asked people to begin giving for our capital campaign. We are in the middle of a capital campaign, and it's time for us to start collecting those first fruits, and that will be today. What we're asking you to do is there are green envelopes in the pew in front of you. These are for the capital campaign. You can put that gift into that envelope and put that in the offering plate a little bit later. That's how we're going to collect our first fruits today. Let's see. College Parkers, you are having a special Christmas edition of your monthly gathering on December 17th. Several things will be different about this. All the details are in the newsletter, but I want to go over them just briefly. That will not be a covered dish meal this time. The meal will be provided. It's $7 per person, and you need to make reservations by this Friday. There's a list out of the Welcome Center desk, or you can call. Make sure that you check out and make a reservation by this Friday. The meal is $7, and you can pay at the door when you come that day. Let's see. Cameron Kent will be here. He will be our speaker for the day. two other announcements. I want to say a special thank you to the Grogan family. They have again provided us the white Christmas treat bags for our children and our youth. We are very thankful to the Grogan family for all that they do for providing these gifts. It's not Christmas until we see those white Christmas bags, and we're very thankful. So, reminder to our children, our youth, and all their parents, those bags are in Smith Hall, the hallway. So as you leave, grab all that that you need that go with your family and get these out. And we thank the Grogan family again for providing these very, very special gifts for us. Speaking of food, it is tomorrow. I'll be leaving on the exam pack run. We'll be going to all the all the North Carolina college students that we have in our church. I'll be going Monday through Wednesday of this week. Today is when we need to get all the exam pack goodies in. These are individually wrapped items, either homemade or store-bought. We're making 50 exam packs to take throughout the state and to ship to students outside of the state of North Carolina. If you've already turned those in to Adult One, that's great. We will be doing that this afternoon, so there's a little bit more time left. If you're able to make homemade goodies or provide that by late this afternoon, that would be very, very helpful. Okay. Other announcements you'll see listed in your bulletin, things that are coming up. Many things that are happening during the time of Advent. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. You have already given us your information, but we have ushers that are coming down the aisles now that they want to give something to you. You just a few minutes ago, you wrote down your name on the pew pad. If you're a guest, we'd like to give you a packet of information. So the ushers are coming back down the aisles now. Just raise your hand, raise them high so the ushers can see them, and they'll be glad to give you a packet of information. Inside the packet, you'll find a newsletter, a letter from our pastor, as well as a story of College Park. So we are so thankful that you are in worship today. It is Children's Sunday, but it's also Advent. And that means it's time to light our Advent wreath, and we're going to invite the Henson family to come now for that lighting.
Good morning. I'm going to be reading from the Old Testament, and the verse is Isaiah 11, 1 through 6. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will lie with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them.
And I'll be reading from the New Testament, Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 18. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. This morning we light the candle of peace. And we wish you peace from all five of us.
Today so that we may honor you. Come into our hearts and minds and listen to you wherever we go, to school, to work, and at home. Amen.
Dear Diary, you know, it isn't easy being an angel. The hours are awful. Just ask guys like Jacob and Joseph, who are rudely awakened by one of us. Half the time, people really don't know or understand us at all. They think we're all named Gabriel, Michael, or Lucifer. Well, maybe not Lucifer. But some people think all we do is fly around heaven playing our harps. Even though the job isn't totally glamorous, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Our boss is out of this world, and each time he chooses one of us to deliver a message, we get so excited. That is a big part of our job, delivering messages and helping him watch over people. Now that is a full-time job, but there's another part of our job that people don't realize, and it is the best part. That's praising God and glorifying his Son, Jesus. I remember one of the greatest days in heaven. It was the day Jesus went to earth. It was so exciting. We started praising God and Jesus. Then a whole multitude of us began to sing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to men." We were just busting with the news. We wanted to tell someone on earth, so we found some shepherds close to Bethlehem. Poor guys, I suppose just one of us could have gone, but you know how it is when you're excited. The whole host of us descended on them. They were so scared, I thought they were going to faint. But I calmed them down when I said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." What a fantastic day it was. It was a great day in heaven for us and for you down here on earth. That's why you celebrate it each year, remembering what God has done for you by sending his Son. Well, I guess I better be going. An angel's work is never done.
Matthew 2:1-2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw a star as it rose, and we have come to worship him."
Matthew 2:9-11. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. And it went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Dear Diary, bah. Hi, can you guess what I am? Yep, I'm a sheep. I'm a four-footed woolly sheep. My favorite hobbies are eating grass and drinking water. Pretty exciting life, huh? Well, I enjoy it. Lots of exciting things can happen to sheep, but don't get caught by a wolf or a lion or a bear. That'd be scary. You know what? I was there that night when that special baby was born. He was born in my stable, practically in my own living room. He was very small and helpless. I know he was cold, too, because he was born without any wool or fur or feathers or anything. He was just small and pink. They had to wrap him in some rags to keep him warm. You know, he couldn't even walk. I learned to walk the day I was born, and on all four legs, too. But he never complained. He didn't moo, meow, or even bark once. I know that baby was special, not just because he was born in my stable and laid in a manger, where I might add, I'm not going to eat anymore. He looked special. He kind of glowed. You should have seen all the people that came to see him. There were shepherds and kings with presents and lots of things. One of the sheep who came with the shepherds told me what the angel had told him. I do know that he was very special. I wish I could have seen him grow up. I bet he became a very important man. He probably was a governor or a prince or maybe even a king. He and his parents left soon after he was born, and I never saw him again. I guess they were in town to be counted or something like that. I've heard of humans counting sheep, but never counting themselves. Well, there's a lot of grass to be eaten around here. I guess I'd better get started. I sure wish I knew what happened to that baby.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people."
Luke 2:11-14. The shepherd, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snug in strips of cloth laying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
Dear diary, hi, my name is David. I'm a shepherd. Have you ever been really scared? I have, but at the same time, I was really excited. Let me tell you about it. A couple of years ago, I was watching some sheep outside of Bethlehem. It was a cool, clear night. The stars were so bright you could see everything around you, even though it was nighttime. The sheep were all quiet and most of them were asleep. I was just staring at the sky when I noticed one of the stars seemed a lot brighter than the others. I could have sworn I saw it move. It seemed to get closer and closer and bigger and brighter. I was getting a little worried and was just thinking about waking the other shepherds when they appeared.
Do you know what appeared in the sky that night? No, not aliens. There were angels, hundreds of them, all singing and talking at once. I just about fainted. One of the angels told us not to be afraid. Yeah, right. I was shaking so hard it looked like I was dancing. It took a few minutes and then we were finally able to calm down. The angels told us they were there to deliver a message from God. They told us that the Son of God had just been born in Bethlehem. We got excited, and while the angels began to sing, we headed out for Bethlehem. We forgot all about the sheep and just took off running. Thank goodness they were still there when we got back. We found a baby in Bethlehem just like the angel said. He was just lying there, and his mom and dad watching over him, just like we watch over our sheep. You know, I thought to myself that this baby could probably grow up to be a great shepherd. After all, his dad invented sheep. Well, time to get back to work. Hey, you sheep, quit eating that blanket. I'll tell you, sheep do a lot of dumb things if they don't follow their shepherds. Hey, that's my lunch.
Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the freedom that we have to worship. Thank you for this church that lets children lead in worship. Help us to give so that other children will have the opportunities that we have here at College Park. Bless these gifts given today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Dear Diary, this has been such an exciting day. We have finally found the Christ child. After years of waiting and planning, all our dreams came today. I'm a wise man. Well, actually, I'm called Magi, which means that I am an advisor to the leaders of my country. I use my knowledge and wisdom to help them make great decisions. Sometimes we are called magicians, but I've never pulled a rabbit out of my turban. Boy, that would be messy. Many years ago, a great Magi named Daniel taught us that one day a special child who would be the king of all would be born. He also said that there would be a sign of the child's birth. It would be a special star in a certain place that would lead us to the child. Several months ago, one of my fellow Magi discovered this star. We packed our bags, said goodbye to our families, and left to find the child. We also stopped at Alibaba Mart to pick up some gifts for the baby. We searched for several months until we came to the city of Jerusalem. We asked King Herod where the baby might be born. His Magi told us that the child could be found in a small village called Bethlehem. He asked us to come and tell him if we found the baby so that he could worship him too. We traveled to Bethlehem, found the child just as Daniel said. He was a little older by the time we arrived, but his mother and father were very happy to receive our gifts and thanked us for our generosity. My fellow Magi and I don't trust this King Herod, so we are not going to return to Jerusalem. We are going to return home, however, and tell all the people of our adventure. We trust that many people will now believe the writings of Daniel because the prophecy has come true. What a great day. I am so excited. I can pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I want to invite all the children to come up and sit on the steps with me, and leaders, if y'all want to come up with them, that would be great. Oh, I hear some more coming. Hear them. Y'all can come up and sit right up here. Don't they look good? They look good. Right, come on. Y'all can come up here. Marcus, you can bring them on up here. Yeah, you can sit up here too, Marcus. That's very appropriate. That's very appropriate. All right. This is going to be the audience participation portion of today's worship service. I have a very important question to ask, and I'm going to get some responses from y'all too. But how do you know when it's Christmas time? How do you know when it's Christmas time?
When your parents are out late shopping and you think that they've crashed their car and have no way to get back to the house, but at the last second they walk through the door.
They go shopping really late at night. That's exactly what he said, and that they didn't crash their car on the way home. I'm not really sure what that meant. Okay, all right. When do you know it's Christmas time? When Santa's starting to pack his bags, leaving at the mall. All right? When?
When the dollar store gets their Christmas stuff out in September.
When the dollar store gets their Christmas stuff out in September. Yes, that's right.
When Santa comes in the door.
When Santa comes in the door?
When you put the trees up in church.
When you put the trees up in church? When all the lights are up?
When you see the Christmas decorations.
Okay, you see the Christmas decorations?
When there's presents under the tree.
Presents under the tree?
When people decorate their houses.
When the people start decorating their houses?
When Murphy looks really cute like a present.
When Murphy looks cute like a present? Absolutely. All right.
When your parents are being mysterious.
When parents are being mysterious, okay. All right. When you check the calendar, it says December 25th. Y'all keep thinking. Who's got an answer out here? I'm going to come out here. I'm going to start. I'm just going to randomly come. When do you know it's Christmas?
Hi.
Okay, you.
When activity starts picking up.
Okay, when activities start picking up. All right, let me see. I'm going to come around. When do you know it's Christmas?
When all this stuff starts piling in on the stores.
Okay, all the stuff starts piling, not in your house, on the stores. Okay, all right. When do you know it's Christmas?
When the Lottie Moon envelope shows up in my pack.
Okay, Lottie Moon envelope. Who else has got a good response? When do you know it's Christmas?
When the teachers are abnormally upbeat.
That's right, abnormally upbeat teachers. All right, what else? And I'm coming over there in just a minute. Who, anybody else have a good, Chris? That's right. The last thing of turkey, Thanksgiving. Yes, sir.
We start making our plans to get the treats for the children.
Absolutely. That is Christmas, when it's to get the white Christmas bags. Claudia, do you have an answer? When is it Christmas? When Santa comes. She's the obvious child. Okay, all right. I'm going to come on. When do you know that it's Christmas? I'm coming over here. Who's got an answer over here? Oh.
When the baby Jesus Christmas candle is at the dining room table.
Okay, when the baby Jesus candle is on the dining room table. Okay, all right. How do you know it's Christmas?
When the kids I teach at the middle school start acting really crazy.
Really crazy. That's right. That's right. Teachers, I can get an amen from the teacher crowd. Okay, good. Anybody else? Who else? How do you know it's Christmas?
When you hear Christmas songs on the radio.
When you hear Christmas songs on the radio. When you start singing Christmas carols. Oh, no. I don't want to hear the second one. All right. All right. Oh, Christmas is supposed to happen every year, right? I'm just making sure. William?
When my mom asked repeatedly for my Christmas list.
Okay. Repeatedly for your Christmas list. When do you know it's Christmas? All right. Who hasn't gone? Y'all, Davis. When your parents stay late at work, especially if they're a florist, okay? Did you go, Thomas? Tomas, you went, didn't you? When do you think, when is it Christmas? There's mangers. That's right. Who else? When is it? Sometimes when it's snowing. Okay. There's a lot of ways. Did you go already? When? Okay. When it's parents' night out and your parents come home with giant bags behind their back. Okay. Very good. All right. There are a lot of ways that we know it's Christmas, right? We see the chrismon trees. Aren't these pretty? Didn't the decoration committee do a great job putting all these things up? And it's beautiful. We know that it's Christmas time. Now, some of you read some diary entries from who? The wise men, shepherd, the sheep, the angel. We heard that they were looking for who? They were looking for Jesus. Do you want to know when I know that it's Christmas time? Do you want to know when I know it's Christmas time? Is I remember it's Christmas when Jesus is born. Because that what tells me is that God is with us. When God came to us, then it became Christmas. That's the only way that we could ever have Christmas, is because Jesus came. No other reason at all. We get hints, but the only reason that we ever can have Christmas is that He is Emmanuel. Did y'all sing that song just a few minutes ago? Emmanuel, you know what that means? God with us. That's when it's Christmas, when God is with us. He has been with us all day today. He would be with us all throughout Christmas and all throughout the new year. I want to thank this church that you have been Christ to these children, that you have represented and shown Jesus Christ to them. This is an absolutely amazing church who provides us this opportunity for our children to lead in worship. I thank you that you showed Christ to them. I am thankful for our leaders, because leaders, you show Christ to these kids. Every time that you teach Sunday school, every time that you lead choir, every time that you take time out of your schedule and smile, you are showing that God is with us. Church, I am proud to be a part of College Park Baptist Church, to serve at a place that allows their children to lead in worship. That truly shows the meaning of Christmas, that God is with us. We're going to have a prayer, and then we're going to sing a hymn. Go tell it on the mountain. Because this is something, you know, Christmas can get busy with all the, ooh, look at the decorations, and look at, you know, we got to buy this Christmas thing, or we got to start cooking this, or whatever. Don't miss, when you search for Christmas, that it's in Jesus Christ. And without Him, Christmas doesn't exist. God with us. That's enough to go and tell it on the mountain. We want to go and tell everybody the real reason why we celebrate Christmas. That's exactly what we're going to sing about right after this prayer. We're going to sing hymn number 95. Will you pray with me? Father, on this second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of peace, Jesus Christ brought peace to us. He came to us to give us peace and to be with us. Help us to remember that, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing hymn number 95. Glad that you joined us for worship this morning. I want to say a special thank you to all the leaders who helped prepare specifically for this service through the music, through the readings, through the scripture, the parents that have helped out. I want to thank Mary for leading the practice on Wednesday. Very thankful for so many people, for the RAs, the GAs, the choirs. You are the absolute best, and we are very, very thankful. Hey, y'all did a great, great job, and I am very, very proud of you. Great job. We have one more thing, so we want you to just sit down right where you are. We've got Mr. Owen Blink is going to play something right after the benediction. Will you pray with me? Father, you have been here. And for this, we are so thankful. You have reminded us. You have reminded us so clearly why Christmas is. Because Jesus came to be with us. Help us to remember that, we pray. In Jesus' name.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.